Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital have transplanted a kidney from a pig into a human. It's the first such operation in the world. WBUR's Priyanka Dale McCluskey reports.
The kidney came from a Yucatan mini pig raised in the Midwest. It arrived by ambulance in a box over ice. A team of doctors and nurses operated for 4 hours. Surgeon Tatsuo Kawai told reporters the pig kidney started working as soon as it was transplanted.
The kidney picked up immediately and started to make urine. It was truly the most beautiful kidney I have ever seen.
The surgery is a milestone in the field known as xenotransplantation. That's when an organ from one species is transplanted into another. What sounded like science fiction just a few years ago could become an option for thousands of patients nationwide who are waiting for transplants. Currently, because of a shortage of organs, only some of the patients who could benefit from new kidneys actually receive them. Others endure long-term dialysis. Dr. Leonardo Riella is Mass General's Medical Director of Kidney Transplantation.
Now picture a different narrative, one where healthy young kidneys are readily available for transplantation in individuals with advanced kidney disease. Today, we are offering a glimmer of hope to many of these patients.
Scientists use CRISPR gene editing technology to make 69 changes to the pig kidney. Riella said that process made the organ more compatible with a human body.
In addition to that, there were many genetic modifications or edits that inactivated certain viruses that are present in pigs. And this creates just an extra level of safety for us to decide that's good enough and to move on into transplantation in humans.
The transplant patient, 62-year-old Richard Slayman of Weymouth, has been living with diabetes, hypertension, and kidney failure for many years. A previous kidney transplant from a deceased human donor stopped working. His kidney specialist, Dr. Winfred Williams, said Slayman's illness was becoming unbearable.
At one point, he told me he thought he would not be able to go on. He literally said, "I just can't go on like this. I don't want to go on like this." So this is the time when I began to think about extraordinary options that might provide a remedy.
Slayman is still recovering in the hospital. Doctors say he's doing well. They hope his new kidney will last at least 2 years, but it's hard to know since he's the first person ever to have this operation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Priyanka Dayal McCluskey.